morning, everyone. Great presentation so far, huh? Really good session. My name is Gail Woodward Lopez. I'm from the UC Berkeley Atkins Center for Weight and Health, and today I'll be talking about scratch cooking of school meals, meals that contain USDA foods. And for those of you who don't know, USDA foods used to be referred to as commodity foods. These are foods that are given basically free to schools. They only pay a minimal cost of transport for these foods, so it's sort of part of the benefit they get from USDA for serving school meals. I have no relationships to disclose. And I wanted to first, I always put this at the end, and I thought I'd acknowledge my coworkers first, because then they always get the short end of the stick. I just wanted to recognize the funder. This was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Healthy Eating Research Program. And the lead institution actually for this work was California Food Policy Advocates, working in collaboration with ourselves at the Center for Weight and Health, Samuels and Associates, and an economist from Sacramento State. I especially want to thank the food service directors and staff at the 10 participating schools. As I described the methodology, you realize they devote a lot of their time to this project, and we really appreciate it. So what we wanted to find out is, can scratch cooking be a cost-effective way of providing school meals that contain USDA foods? So why were we interested in this question? Well, USDA foods represent about one-fifth of all foods served in school lunches. That's the largest single source of foods for school lunches. But 55% of these are diverted off-site for processing. So those, what we call brown box, we call them brown box when they come directly to USDA, to the schools. Those are often sent directly to a processor, which comes up with things like chicken patties and burritos are a common one. And the most common ones are hamburgers, pizza, and chicken nuggets, some school favorites there. And this may be part of the reason why. At the same time, we know that there is a resurgence of interest in actually cooking foods in the schools. And when I talk about scratch cooking, I'm talking about scratch cooking in the school, either the district or school level. And of course, as all of our presenters have mentioned, we looked at this around the time that the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act was being passed, and that provides a very unique opportunity to make changes to the school meals and make improvements. What we had heard from schools is some schools are reporting that scratch cooking actually helps them manage costs, can control nutrition quality, and increase the appeal and quality of foods. But we know that others have concerns that it might actually be more expensive to prepare these, and the existing facility staffing and equipment may not allow for easy scratch cooking. So what we did was we took a convenience sample of 10 districts. I'm not going to mention the number of schools. There were a lot of schools at elementary schools. They tend to serve the same menu across all the elementary schools. So a lot of schools were involved, but our analysis is at the entree level, not at the level of students or schools. Although it was a convenient sample, they were very varied in terms of location, urbanicity, size, lunch participation, and socio-demographics of the students. The districts ranged from about 4,000 to 40,000 students, 50% Latino, 25% white, 25% other ethnicities. I think the average was about 58% eligible for free and reduced price lunch, but it varied from 20-something percent to 98%. And they also had to be able to provide the documentation that we needed. So we looked at only at elementary school lunch entrees from October of 2010 for a total of 146 entrees. We did detailed nutrition analysis, so we got their own nutrient analysis or recipes and calculated out ourselves the nutrient analysis for each meal. And then we developed a very unique strategy for costing out meals. Often all you see in the literature are that they're figuring out the average cost per entree, but we actually costed out food and labor for every single different entree that was being offered. And we got the food costs from invoices and bid lists, and detailed labor costs were from interview and salary benefits and production records. So we had the actual salaries for the staff who were involved in food preparation. We also conducted stakeholder interviews and, of course, collected characteristics of the district. We also developed a scratch cooking score, because there could be some discussion around what is scratch cooking. So we developed a 0 to 3 score with zero being completely convenience prep, heat and serve. That means they get it already packaged, they just put it in a heating oven and serve it to the students. We had minimal prep, which is where you take processed pre-prepared items, but you combine them. And then almost scratch, they use some raw ingredients and some processed ingredients or pre-prepared ingredients. And then made from scratch was cooking with primarily raw ingredients. We used an ordinary least squares regression models to examine the effect of scratch cooking score on food, labor, and total cost, with total cost just being the sum of food and labor. And then the nutrients we looked at were calories, fat, saturated fat, sodium, and fiber. We controlled for district fixed effects, number of entrees served, assuming there might be an economy of scale, and the number of USDA ingredients used. Obviously, that affects cost. And if the entree included a serving of grain, fruit, and vegetable. Keep in mind, this is entree cost, not meal cost. So if they included another meal component, that would be important to factor in. And we looked at analysis both with and without calorie adjustments. And the data I'm going to present today is calorie adjusted. All the data is per 100 calories. So what did we find out? Well, we found out that scratch cooking had resulted in nonlinear improvements in nutrient content. So what does that mean? For total fat and saturated fat, it was interesting. Level 2, but not level 1 and 3 entrees were significantly different from level 0. So as a whole, the effect was significant, but there seemed to be something unique happening with the level 2 entrees. They did have a predominance of Asian dishes, rice with some sort of meat and or vegetables, and I think this was driving, as you'll see, level 2 is unique everywhere. So there wasn't a gradual increase, so we think something else is going on here besides scratch cooking, which is having some effect, but other things, as you would suspect, are influencing. Trans fat, is significantly different from 0 for level 1 and 2, but interestingly enough, not for level 3, although this was a pretty strong impact with level 0 having considerably more high trans fat. And we saw no significant effect on sodium, calories, or fiber, although all the associations were in the direction that one would want, tended towards lower sodium, lower calories, and higher fiber as scratch cooking went up. But again, these were not super strong results in terms of nutrient content. But of course, a healthy food is a lot more than those few nutrients that I mentioned. We know there are qualities of food besides that are important. So we wanted to look at what were these meals? When people are doing convenience prep versus scratch cooking, what are they serving? And we saw some pretty dramatic differences here. As you can see, for score 0 to 1, which are the more processed items, we find a predominance of burgers, chicken meat nuggets, pizza, and sandwiches, where if you look down at the bolded ones for score 2 to 3, there they're really introducing Asian-style dishes, your sort of meat and potato, barbecue chicken, that type of a dish. Entree salads were exclusively at that level, and soups, stews, and chilies. So we're seeing this much wider variety of non-fast food type entrees. In fact, the level 0 entrees, 50% of those were chicken nuggets or pizza. And those were rarely, if ever, very infrequently served at the higher scratch cooking levels. We also found that entrees made from scratch more often included a vegetable, fruit, or legume. And here you can see the results. Here I broke it down by every level. And you see that only 2% of the entrees had a vegetable if they were convenience prepped, all the way up to 33% at level 3. Again, not a lot of legumes were included, but they were included much more often at the higher levels of scratch cooking, with our level 2, of course, always being distinctly different from the other scratch levels. And then only the levels 2 and 3 included a fruit. So this could possibly be an attractive way to get students to eat their vegetables if they're actually integrated into the entree. We did not find that inclusion of vegetables in an entree. It was not associated with increased food, labor, or total costs, interestingly enough. So this could also be a cost-effective way to incorporate vegetables. So what we were primarily interested in was the effect on cost. And indeed, as one would suspect, we have much lower food costs for scratch-cooked meals. This was about 4 cents less per 100 calories, for a total of about 15 cents cheaper food costs per entree. And this is what you'd expect because labor is integrated into the price of the food when it comes from the processor. But we did also find higher labor costs, but not as much higher as we might have suspected. It was less than 2 cents per 100 calories increase in labor cost as scratch cooking between level 3 and level 0. This was a linear effect we're seeing here, but the only significant effect was with level 3, but it was a very clear linear effect. And we saw no difference in total cost by scratch cooking score. You may be curious looking at this, how could that be? And we just didn't have enough power for the smaller difference here. It was actually less for scratch cooking, but it was not statistically significant. We also found that several types of entrees were less expensive when prepared from scratch. Pizza, as we know, a very popular entree option, was the least expensive entree option offered and was even less expensive when prepared from scratch. Rice dishes and pasta dishes were more expensive overall, but again less expensive when prepared from scratch. And scratch cooked entrees appeared to be acceptable to students. Some people are afraid that students really want those heat and serve fast foods, but we found no difference in meal participation or uptake of those entree choices by students with scratch cooking, so there was no significant difference. So what about other factors that are significantly affecting entree costs? We found that inclusion of fruits increased the cost of an entree, and of course, inclusion of USDA foods reduced costs. More calories increased costs, and many entrees approached or exceeded the per meal limit on calories, the current USDA limit on calories. So the meals themselves must have exceeded even more. And here I just want to point out one case study of what this would look like. At this school district, USDA, they were preparing a meal with pork sandwiches, and what this district did is they started slow cooking them in the district with a sauce prepared by the site. And then comparing that to the commercially prepared product would have cost them 40 cents per serving. And this is both are using USDA foods. So they both have the USDA foods discount, but they said that they just pennies spent on this at the school district, no extra labor on their part, and compared to a few cents for the scratch prepared meal versus 40 cents per serving for the processed product. So in conclusion, it was not more expensive, contrary to common belief, to prepare scratch-cooked meals. Scratch cooking may result in savings, especially if staffing is already adequate to accommodate the increase in labor, and we saw cases of this, where they were able to, just with existing staff, do the scratch cooking. And by carefully choosing entrees that are more cost-effectively prepared from scratch, by maximizing the use of USDA foods, keeping calories in line with the guidelines, they may be able to increase the ability to cost-effectively introduce scratch cooking. Scratch cooking results in a wider variety of non-fast food options, thereby expanding children's exposure to healthy options. And because scratch cook entrees were more likely to include a vegetable, this could be a promising approach for increasing vegetable consumption. In order to ensure optimal nutrient content, however, other factors may need to be considered. And it appears that participation rates would not be affected by providing scratch-cooked entrees. But we do recognize that we did not look at the transition to scratch cooking, and that may require investments in facility and equipment upgrades, staff training, and changes in procedures and staffing. So in conclusion, our stakeholders had a few recommendations for us, and that included that they wanted federal, state, and local authorities to support and incentivize scratch cooking by getting input and feedback from schools about what brown box items they need, providing startup funding for facilities, equipment, and staff training, and developing policies and procedures which actually consciously encourage the use of brown box items and discourage diversion of USDA foods to processors, And schools really wanted the need to exchange tips and recipes and ideas because schools are afraid to start scratch cooking, but if they know it's worked somewhere else, they're going to be much more confident about it. And finally, our research recommendations would be to look at the effect of scratch cooking, especially on student consumption of produce and whole grains. We were unable to look at consumption, participation in school meals, and student and parent support of school meals prepared from scratch. And we did not look at the transition to scratch cooking over time, so it'd be important to look at the costs involved in making that transition. But we think this is a great start in encouraging results to encourage districts to try scratch cooking, and it may not be as costly as they think. So thank you very much for listening today, and I guess we'll take questions at the end. Thanks.